This is your market wrap-up on the Radio Oklahoma Network. I'm Leslie Smith, joined by Tom Leffler of Leffler Commodities. Tom, what's happening in the cattle markets?
Well, Leslie, this is the third straight session that we have closed mostly positive in our cattle complex, the best strength being in the front contracts, live cattle and feeder cattle both, without any real fresh fundamental news to go along with it. Once again today, it seemed to be mostly technical in nature, mostly short covering, helping hold this market up, and was not really getting the big support that it did the previous two sessions from the stock market. Now, boxed beef at midday was down 91 cents on choice, but up $2.37 on selects and moved 95 loads. We also saw a cattle kill today of 107,000 head, and on the close today, we saw the February cattle $1.05 higher, April 95 cents higher, March feeders up 47, May feeders close 17 higher, and April lean hogs 37 lower.
Closing grains are next on the Radio Oklahoma Network.
Wheat Watch 2016, a service of the Oklahoma Wheat Commission. This 2016 hard red winter wheat crop in Oklahoma looking great. More potential in it than perhaps any time in recent years. And Dr. Jeff Edwards of Oklahoma State University says there's some things you can do as a manager of your wheat crop to make sure that you get the most production possible.
There's so much we can do with the wheat crop in terms of timely application, fungicides, fertilizer, weed control. You're going to have that cost. So why not get the most bang for your buck with a timely application? With fungicides, you know, if you're going to split those applications, the first one needs to be about jointing or just thereafter. The second one, after the flag leaf is fully extended. That flag leaf application is a pretty narrow window, so there's nothing wrong with kind of making plans for that now and pulling the trigger if you need to in the spring.
To learn more about the Oklahoma Wheat Commission, go to okwheat.org.
Tom, what led to the lower prices across the grain sector?
Leslie, we ran out of technical support today. We did not have any fresh news today, which is pretty much the way it's been all week in our grain and soy complex, but we did not have that technical buying, that short covering we'd seen by the funds over the past few sessions, which gave us positive trade. We did manage to see some Kansas City and corn contracts make a new high for the week before they reverted to trading negative and closing negative today. Now, we did see on the close today, the March KC wheat down 0.75 cents. July KC was unchanged. March Chicago was down 6.25 cents today, while the March corn closed 1.75 cents lower. July corn closed down 2.25 today. March soybeans were 2.75 cents lower, and July soybeans were down 2 cents, with the March cotton 4 points higher.
Tom, what's your phone number?
866-GO-TO-TOM.
That's Tom Leffler, Leffler Commodities, with your market analysis on the Radio Oklahoma Network.